The head of Sky News has accepted that the broadcaster broke the law when one of its journalists hacked into the email account of a person under investigation. Giving evidence at the Leveson inquiry into press standards, John Riley was asked if the industry code of conduct allowed criminal law to be broken. He admitted that it didn't. Separately, the media regulator Ofcom is to investigate the accessing of private emails by Sky. Our correspondent Peter Hunt reports from the inquiry.
In the past, John Riley has offered a robust defence of the actions of one of his reporters, arguing it was in the public interest to hack the email account of the convicted fraudster John Darwin, who faked his death in a canoeing accident to claim insurance. This morning, the head of Sky News, which is part-owned by Rupert Murdoch, was rather more muted. Before he gave evidence, the broadcasting regulator Ofcom announced it was investigating what it called the fairness and privacy issues raised by the hacking. Under oath, John Riley accepted he probably hadn't been as aware of the Computer Misuse Act as he should have been. It doesn't offer a public interest defence for hacking. When Mr. Riley was talking about Ofcom's broadcasting code, he was interrupted by Lord Justice Leveson.
None of this is relevant, is it? Because what you were doing wasn't merely invading somebody's privacy, it was breaching the criminal law.
It was.
Well, where does the Ofcom broadcasting code give any authority to a breach of the criminal law?
It doesn't.
This is the week when those who run Britain's newspapers will give evidence. One of them, Aidan Barclay, chairman of the Telegraph Media Group, said he sent plants to politicians at Christmas and text messages to the Prime Minister. One read, "David, did you ring me? Missed call from your mobile number, Aidan." The recipient of that message has told the BBC that all politicians try to win favourable coverage. David Cameron went on, "In the process, did we get too close to some newspapers and some proprietors? Yes, I've said it before, I'm happy to say it again."